Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dame i panove. I vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prihodimo ku vam kažu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, o pil četvrtoj hodina u Pittsburghu, a pil desetoj hodina u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedilja 7. novembra 2021. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, November 7th, 2021. This Thursday, the 11th of November, we celebrate Veterans Day, official holiday in the United States, honoring the men and women who have served and still serve in the United States Armed Forces. Since it is on November 11th, it coincides with other holidays such as Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, which are celebrated in other parts of the world, and marks the anniversary of the end of World War I, where major hostilities were formally ended the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918, when the armistice with Germany went into effect. Veterans Day is not to be confused with Memorial Day. Memorial Day is for remembering those servicemen and women who died serving our country, whereas Veterans Day, we celebrate the service of all U.S. military who are still living today. I would like to wish a happy Veterans Day to some of my friends, Brian Bartko, John Novotnak, Mark Bilo, my cousins, Bobby and Patty Poloka, Tony Moreno, CRS members, Tom Brenzovich, supporter of this broadcast, Stu Semin, Jim Basista, John Krivan, and Jack Mihalo. Happy Veterans Day to everyone. We start off today's program with the military march for all of those veterans, followed by Bude Vojna Bude, there will be a war and I will have to go serve. And then a little later, our historic focus will be on the life of Sergeant Mikhail Strank, who was born November 10th, 1919. We'll be right back.
vojna bude, mam ja na nju iti, lemženja frajirka ne hoće pustiti. Bude vojna, bude vojna proklinana, ne pušću milo, idu na nju sama. Za koho dívčatko, za koho bojuje, za svoho milo, bojuj se za ňo, za svoho milo, bojuj se za ňo. Jaď ročky minulo, chlopci z vojny idú, praji ročku moju, len koni kvezuj. Praji ročko moja, što tu narobila, ty molodý živý, koňa utratila, ty molodý živý, koňa utratila.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathar Rusyn Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. Dean.poloka@gmail.com. Thursday, the 11th of November, is Veterans Day, and if you know a veteran, please reach out to them and thank them for their dedicated service to this country. And continuing with our theme of Veterans Day, next we have Keď mi prišla kartka, when my draft card came, I had to go and serve. This was recorded by Ruski Muzikanti back about 10-15 years ago at the Carpatho Rusyn celebration in Uniontown. After that, we have Vino, Vino, Červenenke, Tožďa Bužde Piti. Red wine, who is going to drink you? For I have to go off and fight in the war. Then we have Mamko Moja, Husar Budu. Dear Mom, I'm going to be a soldier. Happy Veterans Day to all the service men and women who serve this country.
And all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament. And ever since then, we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. One day before Veterans Day, this Wednesday, November 10th, we commemorate the 102nd birthday of Michal Strenk, United States Marine, who is immortalized in the iconic photograph raising the flag on Iwo Jima, Mount Suribachi, by photographer Joe Rosenthal. Michal Strenk was born in Oriabina, Spiš County, in Czechoslovakia, on November 10, 1919, ironically, the 144th anniversary of the founding of the United States Marine Corps, for which he would faithfully serve and die for during World War II. Oriabina is a Russian village in Spiš County just north of the town of Stara Lubovnia, near the Polish border. Michał and his family lived in a one-room house with a dirt floor. His father, Vasil, and mother, Marta, along with extended family. Father Vasil immigrated to the United States in 1920 and settled in the Pennsylvania mining and steel town of Franklin Borough, just east of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Working for Bethlehem Steel, Vasil labored in the Cambria County mines for 3 years till he could afford to send for Marta and Michal. Finally, in early 1922, Michal and his mother were able to join Vasil in America. In 1937, after graduating high school, Michal was looking for work and found it in one of the many programs created by Franklin Delano Roosevelt's New Deal. Michal joined the Civilian Conservation Corps, a governmental organization that worked on projects ranging from roads to national parks. For 18 months, he worked across the country in places such as Arizona, before eventually coming back to Pennsylvania to work on highways. Michal enlisted in the Marine Corps on October 6, 1939. He completed recruit training in December and was transferred to Headquarters Company, Post Troop, and then to Provisional Company Whiskey at Paris Island on January 17, 1941. As part of the Marine Raiders, Sergeant Strenk landed on Bougainville on D-Day, November 1, 1943, with 14,000 other Marines. There he saw the gruesome deaths of his fellow Marines on an unimaginable scale. The men he would lead into battle were being cut down to his left and right, falling, crawling, bleeding, and dying. The Pacific Ocean around Bougainville was dyed red by an enemy they could not see. Dense jungle and concrete bunkers masked the faces of those slaughtering these young Americans. Michal was known to be one of the best squad leaders in Easy Company while running one of the best firing teams in the regiment. Officers respected him while privates wanted to be him. Michal's strength was the perfect man to lead Marines on the next big mission, the assault of Island X. Island X was a term used liberally in the Marine Corps as code name for an island that they were planning on attacking. Sergeant Strang took part in the 2nd Battalion, 28th Marines, amphibious assault landing on Green Beach at the southern part of Iwo Jima near Mount Suribachi on February 19, 1945. The mission of the 28th Marines that day was to isolate Mount Suribachi, which it accomplished. The next day, the regiment secured the southern end of the island. Their mission afterwards was to capture Mount Suribachi. After heavy opposition, the 28th Marines surrounded the mountain by the evening of February 22nd. Even though a first flag was raised on Mount Suribachi, in order for American flag to be seen by more than the thousands of Marines fighting on the other side of Mount Suribachi, where most of the Japanese soldiers were located, it was decided that a larger flag should replace the battalion's flag on Mount Suribachi. Sergeant Strenk was ordered to ascend Mount Suribachi with 3 Marines from his rifle squad in 2nd Platoon and raise the replacement flag. The 6 Marine flag raisers were photographed in action by Associated Press photographer Joe Rosenthal and by Marine motion picture cameraman Sergeant Bill Genaust, and that photo would become the iconic picture that we all have seen that has also become the Marine Corps War Memorial in Arlington, Virginia. On February 28th, Sergeant Strank and Easy Company moved northward. Fighting was heavy, and both the Japanese and American forces were taking heavy casualties. On March 1st, Sergeant Strank's rifle squad came under heavy fire and took cover. While forming a plan of attack, he was killed by friendly artillery fire. The shell that killed him was almost certainly fired from offshore by an American naval ship. Sergeant Strank and the other Marines killed in action of the 28th Regiment were buried in the 5th Marine Division Cemetery. On January 13, 1949, his remains were reinterred in Grave 7179, Section 12 of Arlington National Cemetery. May Sergeant Michael Strank be remembered as a national American hero, and may his memory be eternal. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat. The remainder of today's broadcast will feature songs from Spiš County. Next, we have Ej Branjat Mi Zabranjajut from Oriabina. Then we move up to Kamjunka with Konopelke.
Ej Branjat Mi Zabranjajut. Ej Branjat Mi Zabranjajut. Sami tak robili, ne pamjataju. Ej, branjat mi, zabranjajut, sami tak robili, ne pamjatajut. Ne branjte, ne zabranite, ne branjte, ne zabranite, ja dala ručku, a v ne virite. Ne branjte, ne zabranite, ja dala ručku, a v ne virite. Bo ja dala ručku pravu, bo ja dala ručku pravu, bo ja dala pravu v cerkvi na Prahu. Bo ja dala ručku pravu, bo ja dala pravu v cerkvi na Prahu. Zabraniti mi ne mogli, zabraniti mi ne mogli, očuha ja odvariti ne znali. Zabraniti mi ne mogli, očuha ja odvariti ne znali. Kem ja konopelka močela, šapka mi na nožku skočela. Ne bila to šapka vtora, jakoj to dmaj mila, aj ne bora. Ne bila to šapka vtora, jakoj to dmaj mila, aj ne bora. Konopelka treba močeti, ja mušu milo očekati. Už mi šačo zašu zakažu, a ja milej toho ne biću. Už mi šačo zašu zakažu, a ja milej toho ne biću. Počekaj nja milej na kamilske mošti, pošlju ja ti pismo na rvjačem košti. Pošlju ja ti pismo na rvjačem košti.
Ne je tra rvodka po prtve sperešla, ale ani je tra pismo mi ne nesla. Ale ani jedna pismo mi ne nesla.
Ja bi ti pisala teba zavljubiti, ale tša ne znaš ku mi prituliti. Ale tša ne znaš ku mi prituliti.
Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinyo America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM, your Russin radio station, for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russin Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Once again, happy Veterans Day to all service men and women who are putting their lives in danger to protect our freedoms. Don't forget that, ladies and gentlemen. So please thank any veteran that you may know, because their sacrifice cannot be measured. We'll see you all next Sunday. Тримайтеся красна тиждень. З Богом.
Rusinju Amerika.